What is up, you guys? Welcome to another edition of Controversial Thoughts. One of the fun things about being able to do the work that I do, I'm incredibly grateful for this, is that I get to share the process with all of you. And it's incredible to be able to say that it's all a work in progress. And that the ideas I'm going to share today are all a work in progress. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. It's always evolving. If you've been following my work for the last few months, years, you know that most of the things I'm doing are all works in progress. They're all evolving. I have expanded and adjusted my ideas on certain things, and that's been a really cool process. For instance, I've been playing around with incorporating carbohydrates in my diet. You've all heard me talk about honey or other carbohydrates and share my CGM data on my podcast, Fundamental Health, etc. I've also been thinking about nose to tail in different ways and how we can get more nutrients, which is why I built Hardened Soil. You guys are all familiar with our supplements. We recently released Firestarter and Gut and Digestion. You can find all that stuff at heartandsoil.co, heartandsoil.co. It's been fun to think about this also in a broader context about the way our ancestors were eating. And then to even expand the frame further and realize that it's much bigger than a carnivore diet, which is why I don't like to be dogmatic. This is about a lifestyle. And that's cliche. That's passe in 2020 to say it's about a lifestyle, but it really is. And I was talking with a friend the other night at dinner, and I realized it's about much more than that. And I tweeted about this yesterday. I reposted it on Instagram. But I think that one of the most interesting parts about my journey into animal-based diets, the carnivore diet, nose-to-tail carnivore diet, carnivore-ish type diets, is that it's the beginning. It's a thread that we can pull on. It's a stepping stone to remembering where we have come from as humans. And that remembering, that great remembering, I think is the most important piece of this. Because that remembering, it's something I did a story about on Instagram yesterday, that remembering who we are, that listening to our sort of ancestral whispers, the remembering of where we have come from leads us to true health from nose to tail, quote unquote, from mind, emotion, spiritual, community, and physical health. It's much more than a way of eating. It is a remembering where we have come from. And I think that the coolest part of this, like I said, is that a carnivore diet, a carnivore-ish type diet, an animal-based diet, which is what I'm really interested in these days, is, in my strong opinion, the way that our ancestors have eaten. And it's just the stepping stone. It's a thread to say, oh, if this is how our ancestors ate, then how did our ancestors live? And that's what is so cool to me, to think about that and to really help all of you and my family and my tribe here at Hardened Soil Supplements, remember that this is much more than diet, that we are much more than people who are, quote, carnivores. We are the rememberers. We are those who remember, who try to remember, who try to buck off the amnesia of 2020 and remember where we have come from as humans. Remember what it means to be a real, quote, human. And of course, that's a tricky term. It's, remember what it means to be a human. That's what we have forgotten. We've forgotten what it is to be a human. What do I mean by this? In terms of diet, we've forgotten that nose to tail eating, that including organs in your diet is critical. We've forgotten that organ meats are nutritious uniquely, that rail-raised meat of all sorts is incredibly nutrient-rich and should be a part of our diet, and it's been incorrectly vilified. We've forgotten that our ancestors do include carbohydrates from time to time seasonally. Refer back to the video I did on the Hadza. There's some great articles looking at what the Hadza eat. What do they eat? It's basically a carnivore-ish type diet. It's an animal-based diet. The majority of their diet is meat and organs, and they shun digging tubers. They shun plants when they have a large kill, but their favorite food is honey. And they'll gather berries when they're available, and they'll eat the baobab fruit. But that's the entirety of their diet. That's the majority of the Hadza diet. They always eat nose to tail. We've forgotten that. But a carnivore diet is sort of the stepping stone. It's the beginning piece that reminds us this is how our ancestors ate. But that's not the end. We're not just carnivores. We're not just animal-based eaters. We are the rememberers. We are those who remember that this is the beginning of a process of understanding there's much more about how we should be living as humans, to be species appropriate humans, to be true humans, to get back to our biological roots as humans. And that is a place in which we thrive. And these are the things that we all know about, but I want to connect it all with the diet and make it a bigger piece. I want you all to remember this, to become a rememberer with me, to realize that you are rememberers. I don't know if the rememberers is the best word, but I'm playing with it, right? This is part of the evolution. But what else is there? Well, in the carnivore code, I talk about environmental hormesis and contrast it with molecular hormesis. And environmental hormesis is part of the remembering. These are the things our ancestors did: cold exposure, heat exposure, fasting, exercise, real sunlight, putting your feet on the ground and playing outdoors, getting dirty, skinning your legs, but being in nature. That is part of the remembering. It's part of the remembering. If you guys ever come to Austin and I meet you at a conference or around the city, I really rarely wear shoes because I just don't like them. I'm wearing a shirt right now, but most of my Instagram videos, you'll see that I'm not wearing a shirt because I don't like to wear a shirt. I just like to be a little bit more connected, a little bit less encumbered by shoes. I have a backyard here in Austin. I can walk around barefoot. I shoot the bow every day. I like to move throughout the day. I've started doing micro workouts, what Pavel Sasulin terms greasing the groove, doing 5 micro workouts per day, doing lots of low-level activity with occasional sprints. This is how our ancestors moved. This is part of the remembering. Being in the sun. I had a previous podcast with Mark Bell. We talked about that. But what's so interesting is I've come to realize that so many of the things I've talked about, if you go back to all the podcasts I've done over the last year and a half on fundamental health, and they're all at heartandsoil.co, heartandsoil.co, under the Learn tab, all my videos are there. All my podcasts are there. You'll see it's about much more than a carnivore diet. We're more than carnivores. We are people who remember that humans lived differently. But in 2020, it's so easy to forget. We have amnesia. I'm going to butcher the quote from Goethe, but it's something like, if a man cannot recite the last 300 years of history, he's living hand to mouth. How many of us really understand the history of humans in the last 300, let alone the last 3,000, let alone the last 300,000 years? We have gone through all sorts of crazy changes as humans in the last 300 years. I would venture to say that 300 years ago, our lives looked very different. What was life like in 1700? Humans were different. We did different things. Now, I'm not saying that that's far back enough to remember. We have to remember even further back. We've forgotten a lot, but there are a lot of people living on this earth, the Yanomamo, the Mbuti pygmies of Africa, the Hadza, the Kiwimeno of the Amazon. These peoples help us remember how we live as humans. And this doesn't mean abandoning our houses, wearing loincloths, and running around the woods all the time. It just reminds us there's a different way to live as a human. There's a different way to eat. We've been sold a bill of goods in terms of plant-based diets. You all know this. It's nose to tail. It's animal-based. If you can't get the real organs, check us out at Heart and Soil. We'll help you out with desiccated organs. It's environmental hormesis. It's working out outside when you can, getting in the sun, doing hard things with people you care about. It's getting off of digital freaking media platforms, making sure that we all communicate with people in real life. I can't even tell you how much, as a quote influencer, Twitter causes me stress and Instagram causes me stress. These digital media platforms bring out the worst in us as humans. We need to be very careful with these and get back to living as real humans, connecting with people. And coronavirus, God damn it, has made this very hard. And so this is part of it. We should not forget. The amnesia, the forgetting is our enemy. We must be the rememberers. We must remember where we've come from. And this all may sound highfalutin and woo and whatever, and maybe it is to you. Maybe it doesn't resonate with you. But if it does resonate with you, reach out to me, send me an email, Dr. Paul, Dr. Paul, heartandsoil.co, heartandsoil.co. And let me know what you're thinking about it. And let me know how you are remembering, how you are becoming part of the remembering. Because I think that if we want to thrive as humans for this short amount of time that we have on the earth, we must remember where we've come from. We must recall, we must think, we must listen to the whispers of our ancestors and try and embody that. And it's through diet, it's through movement, it's through community, it's through art, it's through play. And you can do that in 2020 in a quote modern world, but it's going to take a lot of intention. What we find over and over is that hacks don't work. Silly biohacking things don't always work. The ones that do are recreating things that we would have had when we're outside. You don't need any of that. You just need to remember where you've come from. Go outside, stand there barefoot, watch a sunset, look at the stars, embrace your children, go in the water, jump in lakes and rivers, eat wild food, hunt wild food, eat nose to tail. This is what we need as humans. And until we get back to this, we will continue to suffer. It's as simple as that. And we can spend our whole lives suffering, or we can remember and become a part of this tribe, this bigger tribe of people who remember. And that's what I'm most excited about now, you guys, is that it's not about carnivore. It's not about diet. It's about remembering where we have come from. So if you find this valuable, welcome to the remembering. Welcome to this group of people. We support each other. You can find all my stuff at hardandsoil.co, hardandsoil.co. The desiccated organs are there. You should get a bow. You should get a gun. You should go hunting. You should get in the woods, but be a part of the remembering if you hope to find more meaning and value in your life. I hope this resonates with you. This is a different controversial thoughts. I'm not going to show a single article, just share my ideas about all of this. But I think there's something bigger here. And it starts with diet, and it helps us understand that we've gone off path. But it reminds us that there are many other ways that go with this. And this is what we're doing. So anyway, that is all for today, you guys. Stay radical. Check us out, hardandsoil.co, hardandsoil.co. Welcome to the remembering.